हरे कृष्ण।
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरि बोल प्रभुपाद
भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Text Number 29. Thus, tasyaivam menurattasya prashritasya hataina saha रद्धदानस्य बालस्य दान्तस्यानुचरस्य च तस्यैवं मेनुरक्तस्य प्रश्रतस्य हतैनशः रद्धदानस्य बालस्य दान्तस्यानुचरस्य च तस्यैवं मेनुरक्तस्य प्रश्रतस्य हतैन सह श्रद्धधानस्य बालस्य दान्तस्यानुचरस्य च Mataji's. Tasya, his. Evam, thus, me, mine, anuraktasya, attached to them, prashritasya, obediently, hata, freed from, enasaha, since, shraddhadhanasya, of the faithful, balasya, of the boy, dantasya, subjugated, anuraktasya, anucharasya, strictly following the instruction. Cha and translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. I was very much attached to those sages. I was gentle in behavior and all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses and I was strictly following them with body and mind. Purport. There are the necessary qualifications of a prospective candidate who can expect to be elevated to the position of a pure, unadulterated devotee. Such a candidate must always seek the association of pure devotees. One should not be misled by a pseudo-devotee. He himself must be plain and gentle to receive the instructions of such a pure devotee. A pure devotee is a completely surrendered soul unto the personality of Godhead. He knows the personality of Godhead as the supreme proprietor and all others as his servitors. And by the association of pure devotees only, one can get rid of all sins accumulated by mundane association. A neophyte devotee must faithfully serve the pure devotee. And he should be very much obedient and strictly follow the instructions. These are the signs of a devotee who is determined to achieve success, even in the existing duration of life.
Om Ajnanadamirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagadpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Padidanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I was very much attached to those sages. I was gentle in behavior. And all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses. And I was strictly following them. With body and mind. Chapter is entitled Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. So here is Sri Narada sharing his personal life with his disciple Vedavyas. How he came to bhakti. It seems that this question ki Prabhu ji aap bhakti mein kaise aaye is never old. It's never stale. Everybody likes to hear, especially from the person who is preaching to you, or especially a guru. It's very inspiring. Somehow it's ever fresh. Because you speak from your realizations and you share your struggles. And more than your success, people are interested in your struggles. Because mostly people are not successful, is it not? The fact that they are sitting to hear from you is that they are trying to attain success. So if you speak about how successful you are, that's not going to appeal to people. But if you share your struggles with people, then people can connect with you. Okay, I saw. And also because it's a gesture of humility. Share, okay, I was so and so, I was... It takes a lot of courage. A lot of courage. And like Srila Prabhupada, like we were all in the altar, Brahmachari is doing deity worship and Prabhupada was sharing his personal life. And I can guarantee that all the Brahmacharis who were dressing the deity today were absolutely attentive to what Srila Prabhupada was saying. Because it was from his personal experience. So he was saying that I was a grahastha previously, before I became a sannyasi. But somehow I did not like my wife. And so the context was of Mohini Murthy. Mohini Murthy was so charming. So Prabhupada was giving this lecture in America and he was saying that, yes, in America all the women are very charming. You know, it's very sometimes intriguing to hear a sannyasi say like that. But Prabhupada is saying it. So it's in a context, in a Krishna conscious context. So it is spiritual. So he is saying, he was quoting Chanakya. He was saying, Chanakya Pandit says that Rinakarta Pita Shatru, Mata Shatru, what is that verse? Mata Shatru Vyabhichari. And Rupavati Bharya Shatru, Putra Shatru Apanditaha. So he was quoting this verse in the morning. And he was saying that generally in Indian families, there is a joint family system. Everybody lives together. Abroad, of course, the family means just husband and wife. Yes. But in India, Prabhupada was explaining that it is father, mother included, makes a family. So he's saying that Pita Shatru Rinakarta. That means if the father leaves behind a debt for the son, then he is an enemy. Because generally speaking, fathers leave property, ancestral property to the child. But sometimes he leaves a debt and the son has to work hard to pay off the debts. So the father is an enemy. Mata Shatru Vyabhicharini. Mother is an enemy if she marries again. And he says, Rupavati Bharya Shatru. And he says that if your wife is very beautiful, then she is your enemy. And Putra Shatru Apanditaha. And your son is an enemy if he is not learned. So in this context, he was saying that to be charming, everybody wants to, you know, there's so much of glamour in this world and everybody is attracted to such people. But the thing is, this is a very intelligent Vedic Muni, Chanakya, who's sharing this. So Prabhupada said that when I was married, I was not happy with my wife. I wanted to get married again. And I was preparing to get married again. Because in that time, obviously this was before 1955, before the Hindu law came into existence, it was okay to be married with more than one woman. So Prabhupada was preparing for that. And then his father called him. He said, my father called me and he said, look, you are not attached to your wife. That is very good. And it is very good for your spiritual progress. So Prabhupada It was so candid and so transparent. You know, sometimes we may hesitate to share these things. And for that matter, even Radhanath Swami Maharaj, in his book, The Journey Home, he's sharing all those very sensitive information. And it takes a lot of courage because, you know, you have all these disciples coming from very, exalted backgrounds and qualified and all those things. And then when you share, sometimes it may be coming as a shock to many of the disciples also. Oh, is it really? I mean, many times we have not even heard many things which don't happen in India. So it takes a lot of courage to share. And when I read that book, but I was so moved, and I wrote a letter to Maharaj. Probably I was one of the first to send a feedback, and Maharaj called me and he asked me that, you like the book? I said, oh, Maharaj, I loved it. I loved that book. I said, which part of that book you like? And he said, and then I think that he called other disciples also, and he said, you know, everyone should give their reviews actually. Somehow it was. So it's very touching to hear, because, you know, you hear your guru speak about, or not guru, but a disciple speak about guru, that, you know, Maharaj came from here, and he was in Kabul and all those things. But then it is all in bits and pieces, and there's no connection on overall picture. Then what to speak of when guru himself speaks about his life? And then even better, if he writes a book about it. You know, when you write a book, you have to be very careful. You have to edit it and, you know, put it in proper sequence, make sure that all the details are accurate. So, Narada is sharing his realization that how, in fact, in the further cantos, he's telling Yudhishthira Maharaj that even before he was born as a Shudra, he was this Gandharva Upabharana, which already many speakers have spoken about it, and how he was proud of his beauty. He was surrounded by many women. He went to a Sankirtan program to sing the Kirtan of Lord Vishnu, but he ended up singing cinema songs, and he got cursed as a result, and he became a Shudra. And he said it to Yudhishthir, because Yudhishthir Maharaj was inquisitive to know how can a grahastha attain perfection in his life. So Narada said that if a grahastha, like he gave the example later on, then he became a Shudra, because, and as a Shudra he served great souls, chanted the names of Lord Hari, and he attained perfection. So, even a grahastha can attain the same perfection that a sannyasi attains if he takes up to this process, as it is mentioned in this verse. So, tasyaivam me nuraktasya. So, Narada is saying that I became anuraktasya, very much attached to these great souls, great devotees who had come to live in that locality, or could be his home or whatever. And this is the mercy of the Lord. Even though he is a Shudra, he got the association of a great devotee. You see, that is the arrangement of the Lord. Therefore it is said, by the grace of the Lord, you get a guru. And by the grace of guru, you get the Lord. But you get a guru according to your qualification. If you are absolutely sincere, you will get a very exalted Paramahamsa, liberated soul as your guru. But if you are not sincere, then you will end up going here and there. Because to accept a very exalted guru, you also have to be on that level. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if you If you want to purchase gold, then you should be willing to pay the price. You go to a goldsmith store and you're looking, kitne ka hai? 75,000 rupees. 75,000 rupees. A small thing can be to 75,000, 1 lakh, 2 lakhs. They'll ask you, what is your budget? Then after some time you look here and then you think, then you go to Chor Bazaar. And then you'll find all these gold ornaments there also. But they're all duplicate. So you pay, you know, 20 rupees and you get a gold ring and all those things. And it looks like gold, but it is not gold. So if you want the best, then you have to be willing to pay the price, sacrifice. So, by the grace of the Lord, you get a Narada, because he was Purvabhyasena Teneva Riyate Yavashokisa Gita. Krishna says that a yogi, he is a yogi. He was a devotee in his past life, but he made a mistake. There was an obstacle on his spiritual progress. What was that obstacle? His beauty, his personality. He was so opulent and he was like a Casanova, as they say, a playboy. And he was taking all the women for a ride. So that became an obstacle on his path. So that was removed. That what was causing the obstacle was removed. So he became a Shudra. And that was the mercy of the Lord. And you see, even as a Shudra, he got the association of the Lord. So the Lord has his ways and means to bring a person to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes he may send a guru, or sometimes he may propel you or inspire you from within to go and seek a guru. Somehow or another, but you will get a bona fide guru. If you are sincere, and we can see Radhanath Swami Maharaj. At the age of 18 and 19, he left the comforts of an American home to search out a guru, traveling across the globe, hitchhiking through Europe, Afghanistan, Pakistan, finally to come to that Husainiwala border to enter India. And then when he was not allowed, when that lady, that Punjabi lady, soldier, guard, asked him that, how much money do you have? Maharaj said, I don't have any money. So he said, then you cannot enter. And then Maharaj is shedding tears like a child, weeping, sobbing, pleading that, allow me inside. I promise you that one day I will do good to your country people. I am come for spiritual, to learn spiritual subjects from great rishis, munis from your country. I have left the comforts of my American home. Please. And that lady had no mercy, no compassion. She said, no, don't bother me. You cannot enter. Show me money, then come. Otherwise you have. And then she goes, and another, when Sardar, he comes, a Sikh man, he comes and he had compassion. Again he comes and pleading again and again, again and again. Please allow me, dear sir. And that, looking at the humility of this and the sincerity of Richard Slavin at that time, this Punjabi, Sikh soldier, heart melted. He said, sometimes a man should follow his heart. And he took the passport, stamped it, and he allowed him to come inside. And then finally he goes to the Himalayas, meeting with Tatwala Baba and Kailash Baba and all these in the Himalayas with no money. How many of us Indians have actually gone to the Himalayas in search of gurus and swamis and realization, you know, munis? How many of us have actually gone in search of spiritual life, in search of such gurus? What an amazing, amazing heart-melting story. And then finally he comes to Cross Maidan Pandal festival. There's 25,000 people sitting there. And Srila Prabhupada, the first time he sees ISKCON devotees, Prabhupada is sitting on the stage, about to give a lecture. And then Prabhupada, out of that crowd of 25,000 people, he sends some of his disciples and he says, call him to the stage. And he comes and picks this Richard Slavin, calls him to be seated next to Prabhupada. Prabhupada is giving him a very merciful smile, very loving glance, and Maharaj feels so much at home in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. And after that he heard so many lectures, so many days program was there, and Maharaj heard from Srila Prabhupada, then he became very much interested to purchase a book, Krishna book of Srila Prabhupada. And he was moving around on the streets of Mumbai begging, because he didn't have money to purchase a Krishna book. Begging on the streets of Mumbai, this American. And then the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they grab him and they take him to Prabhupada and they say that, Prabhupada, this boy is so eager to get your book that he's begging on the streets of Mumbai. And Srila Prabhupada then mercifully he took a Krishna book and he handed it over to Maharaj and said thank you. And Maharaj received it and he said thank you. So you see, these are all the Lord's arrangement. Brahmande Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. That by the grace of the Lord, you get a Guru. By the grace of Guru, you get Krishna. Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Brahmande Brahmite. We are continuously rotating in the cycle of birth and death. Unless you are very, very bhagyavan and very fortunate, you are graced by the Lord, you cannot get a guru. So here, these Bhakti Vedantas are somehow in the association of this little boy, and he is attached to these sadhus. He became very attached, because for 4 or 5 months of the rainy season and little more than that also, Narada was serving him. And that is a way to get attached. Now we are serving our bodies, so we are attached to our bodies. Now we serve Krishna, we get attached to Krishna. We serve devotees, we get attached to him. And that was the principle. Service was the basis. And that's how, even in the ancient times, when there was a system of arranged marriage, where the boy and the girl would just look at each other. My auntie used to say, I spoke to one auntie. You know, I generally share my realizations because that's the system actually. Because even Prabhupada, he used to speak from his realization, and even Narada is speaking from his realization. And unless you don't speak from a realization, then what is the point, is it not? I mean, unless you just speak philosophy, and it becomes an academic class. And that is not the system. So Prabhupada has taught us from his own example. So when I asked my aunt once, that how come that you know, because my aunt was very effulgent and very wonderful. So then once I asked her, that how is it that you chose uncle? My uncle is very simple. And but my aunt was very, very attractive. So I said, how come you chose? She said, what to do? I did not choose, my relatives just brought me in front of this boy. I said, now you're going to get married to him. You should go and see him. That's it. So then she said, so I went, I asked her that, did you see him? Yeah, I saw, but I was so shy, I couldn't even look at him properly. And then they got married. I said, you should have said no or whatever. No, I said, no. And then what happens? And then they lived their whole life together. And they served and they became so attached. And that is the system. And that's why I think one American asked one Indian, that how is it that you can get married to a woman without knowing her? And the Indian said, how can you get married to a woman after knowing her? Nothing against women, please. Pranams to everybody. Don't misunderstand. It works both ways. I mean, you can ask the women also the same question. How can you get married to a man without knowing him? The women also can say, how can you get married to a man after knowing him? Because naturally when you get together, you understand each other's weaknesses and problems, and then there are problems. But it's all based on service. It's not about how each person can gratify the other person's senses. That also is there. Prabhupada also said that if you do not like your wife, you cannot be married. You have to. I mean, and in fact, every grihastha has this right to say that my wife is the most beautiful. Prabhupada is saying this. Unless he cannot say it, at least for him, for the husband, his wife is most beautiful. And if he cannot say that, he will not be married for long. So, it's all based on service. That when you serve, attachment develops. And therefore it is said that things become mechanical. Sometimes hearing becomes mechanical and chanting becomes mechanical. So, what is the remedy? Shushrusha dhanasya Vasudeva Katharuchi Mahatsevaya Vipra Punyatirthani Shevana. That when things become mechanical, what do? You serve. Mahatsevaya Vipra. It's like eating and working. When you eat, you get strength and you have to work so that you can digest what you've eaten. If you go on eating and you do not work, no physical activity, then what you eat will be wasted and eventually you lose your appetite or you get sick. And if you only work and you eat less than necessary, then also you become sick. You become weak, malnutritioned. So both have to go simultaneously. So you eat, you work and you eat. So just like that, when we are chanting, when we are hearing, we may become bored, it may become mechanical, whatever. And then that's the indication that we have not served. Physically. So you go and you serve devotees, great souls, and that is the solution. So, now, what is the standard of these Mahatmas that Narada is serving? So these Mahatmas, it is explained, had three qualities. First is that they did not accept charity from anyone. No donations. Firstly, no gifts. Secondly, that they had completely detached themselves from all material association. And thirdly, they were continuously absorbed in chanting and glorifying the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. So when Narada, when he served these Bhakti Vedantas, it is explained by the Acharyas that naturally all these qualities also came into him. And he says, Prashritasya Hatainasaha. Obediently, he was very obedient. In 2008, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he addressed the Brahmacharis, and in that he said that many of the Western disciples of Srila Prabhupada had no previous qualifications in terms of birth. They are coming from Lechas and Yavana backgrounds. They had no sanskaras. Then how come they were successful in spiritual life? It was because of two qualities. One is that they loved Srila Prabhupada. And they were obedient to Srila Prabhupada. So he was telling Brahmachari that you should also be obedient. If there is no obedience, then you will never rise above the mental platform. Then you are still listening, you are obedient to your mind, you are obedient to your senses, you are obedient to your intelligence. But if you want to rise, above that, then you have to learn to surrender your free will to the instructions of the Lord through His bona fide representative, that is a Guru. Otherwise, there is a question of affection. Affection means obedience. You cannot say, I love you and I don't do what you say. So, prashritasya hatainasaha. So, obedience is a natural quality of children. So that is one advantage. That Narada is a small child. And somehow or another, the way Lord has made humans, or for that matter, any species, as children, they have these natural qualities. That they are obedient by nature. Not all children. Now, of course, there are children have certain good qualities, certain bad qualities. What are the good qualities? That they are completely unprejudiced, non-judgmental. That we can see. They don't know the difference between a boy and a girl. Is it not? They don't even know that difference. That's why Shukdev Goswami, when he was walking, he was like a small child and he was walking. And those women who were bathing there, they could understand he's like a small child. Children don't know any difference between a boy and a girl, so they continued bathing. They don't know the difference between black, white, rich, poor, high caste, low caste, beautiful, ugly, Indian, American, African, Chinese, Japanese, all these distinctions are actually fed into them. So, there is a natural ability in children, because this is a liberated state. Sadhunam samachittanam mukunda charanaishanam. What are the qualities of a sadhu? That he is samachitta. He does not see these distinctions. Children naturally have it. It is a God-given gift. But sometimes what happens as we grow up, then we are given our identities, we are programmed to think in particular way, this is good, this is bad. Children are simple, straightforward, they don't know how to cheat. Like, you know, there's an anecdote, you know, there's this, somebody knocks on the door and the man goes and opens and sees through the peephole. And he sees income tax officer. Enquiry karne aaye. So he calls his son and he says, jao jao. Aur darwaze pe jo khada hai na, usko bolo ki main ghar pe nahi hu. So the boy goes, he opens the door and he says, tumhare pitaji hain kya yahan pe, ghar pe? Bole, mere pitaji ne kaha ki wo ghar pe nahi hai. So that's how simple children are. They can't even cheat properly. And they'll fight, and they're so humble. Yes, they'll fight also, but then they'll forget also. And you put children together and you see how they gel. And immediately they share their toys, then they'll start playing. In no time they'll make friends. But then when you grow up, then you meet somebody and you remember, 30 years ago this person told this to me. No, I should not talk. Because we remember all our past. And but children naturally have the ability to befriend anyone, everyone. They'll play, and so you see, children have this blessing, and that's why Prahlad Maharaj says, "Kaumaram acharet pragyo dharman bhagavataniha durlabham manusham janma tad api adruvam arthadam." Begin training of spiritual life because it is easier to be self-realized. Children can experience self-realization faster than when you grow up, because they're so close to the soul, because these natural qualities of the soul are there. There are no impressions on their mind. The only impressions they have is from the past life. They have not developed the sense of an identity, who I am. So now generally they take on the identities given to them by their parents, the values that the parents have, mother, father, whatever. Like Prabhupada said, my mother and father wanted me, my father wanted me to become a servant of Radharani. But my mother wanted me to become a barrister. Go to a UK and get a degree and become a lawyer. But my father said he didn't want me to go do that. So I'm sure he will be very happy seeing me doing what I'm doing. As a sannyasi, he's saying. So that was the values. Now, how many parents have these kind of values for the children? So they don't have this. Blank slate. And not only that, they're open and looking for an identity. So that is the time when you tell them that who you are. You are the servant of Radha. You are the servant of Krishna. And they will accept it. And then, of course, along with that, the philosophy. So therefore, Kaumaram Acharet Pragyo Dharman. But dharma, as it is explained, that dharma can be practiced only when you grow up. Only after the age of 15 you become qualified. Even the Indian constitution says that you are not accountable, you are a juvenile. There is another prison for that, juvenile prison. If you are underage, then you are not accountable. Even though you have done something, some crime, which is not a crime because you are a child. So in order to be accountable for what your actions, dharma, you need to be above the Kaumar age, Kishore age. You have to be an adult, 18 plus. So if somebody has this question in mind, but I am a child, why should I practice dharma? I am too young, I am only 5 years old. Prahlad is 5 years old. So the children are asking this question. So Prahlad is saying, well, this is Bhagavad dharma. You can also practice, because Bhagavad dharma involves just hearing, chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's all. You can practice it. Kaumaram Acharet Pragyo. If you are intelligent, you should do it. Give this education. Dharman, Bhagavatani ho. So is it, but then what if I practice later on? Why the urgency? Why should I practice now? Baad mein bhi kar sakte hain. But what is the guarantee that you will grow to be an elderly man? Haven't you heard about children dying, young children dying? Durlabham manusham janma. And then after death, there is no guarantee you will get another human body. Durlabham manusham janma. Tadapi adhruvam arthadam. But then what is the guarantee that I will attain perfection if I practice? It's arthadam. The human body has this facility to give you bhakti. One life and you can perfect. So that is the logic. And therefore, you know, some ISKCON centers have taken this principle very, very strongly. And they are all out, everybody is all out making gurukuls all over India. Homeschooling and gurukuls and teach children. Catch them young, Prabhupada said. Catch them young. And that is the quality. But somehow or another, you know, as we grow up, we lose those qualities. We become crooked. We have to compensate for the things which are lacking in children. Because children are sensual. They are craving for sense gratification. Always they crave. And Narada was a child who lacked all those misgivings of children. Because he was free from all cravings. Because unless you are not free from cravings, you cannot serve. For a child to be obedient and to serve is quite unusual. So when we evolve, when we grow, we should never let go of these good qualities which we have had as children. The way God has made us originally. But now what we have done to ourselves. So at least if we cannot perfect our life, we go with what God has given us. Like sometimes the child may come to the father and he says, Pitaji thoda sa 10 lakh rupaye chahiye. Father says, kyun? Investment karna hai. But I promise you, I will give you interest. I'll give you interest. The father says, forget about the interest. You just take the money, but make sure you get back that 10 lakh rupees. I don't want interest, but don't lose that money. 10 lakh, Father gives. So similarly, the way God has made us, sometimes we have big hopes that we'll do this, we'll do that. But the Lord says, at least if you cannot perfect your life, at least become a simple person. The way I made you. So, Shraddhadhanasya, that with great faith he served them. And all my sins were eradicated in that service. And in my heart I had strong faith in them, and I had subjugated the senses, and I was strictly following them with my body and mind. So the association of a devotee is the cardinal principle in devotional service. When Srila Prabhupada was asked that what is the most important principle in bhakti, in the path of bhakti yoga, and Prabhupada said it is association. Generally we may think, okay, chanting Hare Krishna or whatever, but Prabhupada said association. And because, the reason being, because if you are in the association, you will chant Hare Krishna. You will learn to chant Hare Krishna and you will continue chanting Hare Krishna. But if you are not in the association of devotees and you are chanting Hare Krishna, eventually you may give up chanting Hare Krishna. So the idea is, as it is explained, prasangam ajaram pasham atmano kavayo viduhu sa eva sadhu shukrato mokshadvaram apavat. That prasangam ajaram pasham atmano kavayo vidu. That all the intelligent people, they know that material attachments is the cause of our bondage. Prasangam ajaram pasham. It is like a rope which has bound us. But sa eva sadhu shukrato. But if that same attachment, you repose it on the sadhus, on the devotees, on spiritual things, then that becomes the cause of your liberation. So it is not about detachment. It's all about attachment. Because it is impossible for the soul to be without desires. The soul, it's the nature of the soul to be attached. But the question is, what is he going to be attached to? Whether material things or spiritual things. So therefore, that association is very important. And therefore in Bhagavatam there are examples of Dvivid Gorilla. You know, he was a same species as Sugriva and Hanuman, who helped Lord Ram in Ramayana. But then he insulted Lakshman, and as a result of that he got into bad association and he made friends with Narkasur, Bhaumasur. And when Krishna killed Bhaumasur, he was very upset and he started harassing the devotees of Lord Krishna, and he then harassed the gopis, Balaram, and finally Balaram killed him. So, there are so many such examples. So, therefore, this principle of taking all this advantage of being young, that's why you see Bhagavatam is all about young people, children. Shukdev Goswami, he was a child actually. Narada, he's a child. Prahlad, he was only 5 years old. Dhruv, he was also 5 years old. The Kumaras, they didn't even want to grow beyond, Kumar age, because they didn't want to be bothered with all the problems which come along with becoming mature. So they preferred to be just children. So obviously we should harbor this childlike mentality within us, in the sense that, of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Vatsasu represents childish mentality. And that is not good. That means the tendency of children to go here and there craving for, you know, some enjoyment that devotees may have. And Krishna killed that Vatsasu. And therefore, that means in the heart of hearts we be innocent, the return to innocence. You know, we lose our innocence in due course of time, but that return to innocence, that principle is very important, whereby we be simple and humble and obedient, and take real advantage of the association of devotees through, by serving them and chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande.